This week, we've been watching Western companies announce major business deals with Iran. Today, the German automaker Volkswagen said it's returning to Iran for the first time in 17 years. And yesterday, Iranian officials announced an agreement with the French oil giant Total and a Chinese firm to develop a massive offshore natural gas field. Iran's oil minister says the contract is worth $5 billion, and it's the biggest energy deal the country has made since the Iran nuclear agreement lifted some sanctions in 2015. Joining us now is Ali Velshi. He's an MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also the co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, hi, welcome back.
Thanks, Peter.
This is a big deal for a very big natural gas field. What can you tell us about it?
Well, it's a big deal on several levels, one of which is that most of Iran's foreign currency comes from selling energy. And under the sanctions that were lifted in 2015, Iran couldn't capitalize on this. They couldn't do anything with it. So now that the sanctions are removed, they are looking to make very, very big deals based on their oil and gas. So Iran, you have to think about it as a place that has lots of energy and very little capital, very little technology to develop the oil and gas fields that they need. Total is one of the biggest energy companies in the world. And remember, there are still restrictions to American companies doing deals in Iran. So this is exactly where Iran wanted to be. It wanted a major, major deal with the potential to become a much bigger deal so that Iran can retake its place as one of the big energy exporters in the world.
Okay, so for many years, Iran was not able to sell this energy, which has left, as you say, the entire industry there undeveloped, and that's
right.
Why it needs the expertise of companies
right.
like France and China, and potentially down the line, maybe the United States, to come in and do that work for them, because they don't have it.
That's right. So during the sanctions, Iran was selling oil and gas to some people. India was a big buyer, for instance. But these weren't deals where they could get the technology. So Russia is in very much the same place, right? It needed ExxonMobil to drill in the Arctic. Well, Iran needs technology just to produce oil and gas from normal fields, because they haven't been able to get the spare parts or the technology for all these years. So this is not just Iran selling something it's got a lot of, but it's actually going to develop its own technologies in partnership with Total and the Chinese National Petroleum Corporation. Very, very big deal. Each one of these deals makes it harder to undo the Iran deal, which, as we know, there are people who want to do that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. President Trump has said he's at least flirted with the idea of renegotiating that deal. Not only that, Trump has called on Congress to put more sanctions on
right.
Iran. So it's not like this is risk-free.
It is not risk-free at all. However, the Trump administration has signed the waivers that have to be signed every now and then to allow business to continue with Iran. So despite the rhetoric, the talk about undoing the Iran deal, the pressure is on this administration to maintain the contacts with the Iranian government that have come as a result of this deal, particularly the ones that allow for inspection of nuclear facilities. That has been working. And I think this administration is wary of doing something that sets things backwards on that front. So while the United States and American companies are not doing a great deal of business with Iran, the symbolic importance of this deal is huge. A major Western oil company is doing a big deal with Iran. And by the way, Total's got to be a little worried that if the United States does want to reverse things, it will affect their deal. But for the moment, it is a step in the direction of those who think that trade with Iran should grow.
Plus, at this point, doing business in Iran is probably still a complicated thing.
A very complicated thing. Remember, much of Iran's economy is centrally controlled by what we call the Iranian National Revolutionary Guard. That is the government, but it's the military force. So it's all complicated in Iran.
Other European and American companies have actually already started exploring business there in Iran. Boeing has sold jets.
Yeah.
So has Airbus. Is there something more significant about the fact that this is an energy deal?
Well, sort of, but it's the same concept, because Iran has lots of jets and lots of planes, but they've not been able to have the upkeep and the technology, so they've had a higher instance of airplane crashes, for instance. Part of the problem is Iran has to buy everything from a smaller range of people who would sell those things to them. So the thing you have to think about that's significant about Iran is it's a major industrialized country. It's It's not like Afghanistan. It's a well-educated country. It wants to trade with people, and it used to have very big trading relationships with the world. So businesses see Iran as a massive opportunity, whether it's cars or airplanes. But the one thing that Iran has as an advantage over most countries is its massive energy reserves. So these are the kinds of deals that make Iran feel like they are an equal partner. It's what they've been craving for all of these years during sanctions, the respect that comes from having something that other people need.
MSNBC's Ali Velshi, thank you.
My pleasure.